just day. The day gets better and better as we move along here. Mornings with Ed on a Thursday morning, and the sun is out. It's a beautiful day, and it's a beautiful place to be. No better place than Laguna Beach. And no better fortune than this morning to have Anne Bellier and Saraya Khan in studio with us, part of the Laguna Food Pantry and part of Taste for Charity and Pantry Palooza that happens at, I believe, April 24th. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Always.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell me about April 24th. What are we expecting on April 24th?
A phenomenal event.
Perfect.
A Taste of Charity is one of my favorite ones that we have here in Laguna Beach. Board of Realtors hosts, there's 10 different charities that will be benefiting from the event. We have great food, good wine, the Agave Brothers, phenomenal group of guys playing band for us to dance. Great silent auction items, just a really fun time.
If you just moved into the city and you don't know, the Laguna Food Pantry does amazing work for our community, for lower income and no income, and just people that need help with that extra making ends meet.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. The Taste of Charity, I think, is also just a perfect example of how neighbors help neighbors, how business helps business, and Laguna Beach is just fantastic in getting the job done when it comes to an event like this. So we're very proud to be part of it.
Agreed. Now, how long has the Laguna Food Pantry been the pantry? How long have we had the pantry in town?
We're really proud of this. 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, in response to the fires and floods of Laguna Beach, we started off as Laguna Relief and Resource Center and then evolved into strictly providing food to our neighbors in need.
Right. Now tell me the kind of families that we see there. Just all walks of life, everybody, right?
We see, like you said, all walks of life. The greatest thing about working for the pantry and being part of the community is that there is not one moment or one day that we do not, as volunteers or board members, have people come up to us, give us a hug, kiss us, and leave with saying, God bless you. Mm. So we know we're having an amazing effect on Laguna Beach residents, on people in the outside communities. We help the majority of people that actually enter the pantry every single day are families in need. These are people that may have not had an income for 3 months, all of a sudden can't pay their mortgage, can't pay their rent. They come and they're sleeping in their car. It's not necessarily the homeless population, although we do help them, but a majority is just families that cannot make ends meet. On average in Orange County alone, the average rent is about, I would say, $1,865. You can check the numbers. Right. On average, the minimum wage worker in Orange County makes $1,800. Do the math.
Right.
It's not easy.
Once you pay your rent, how are you going to feed your family, right? And there has to be nothing more excruciating to a parent than, where am I going to get the next meal for my kids?
That's right.
So, fantastic work. And how do you get help? I when I go to Trader Joe's, for instance, Trader Joe's has this wonderful thermometer by the door.
First of all, I need to give a shout out to Trader Joe's because Trader Joe's is one of our number one contributors.
Without a doubt. Without them. $2 million of in-kind donations.
Thank you, Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Thank you, Trader Joe's. We love you.
Yeah. I also love their cannolis.
We love everything about Trader Joe's.
Really.
The volunteers come from all walks of life. These are people that work and live in Laguna Beach. These are people that used to participate in being a shopper at the pantry. We have one example, this woman named Jay, who needed it. Her and her husband were down and out. Her son, they had to move from place to place, and they had no money. And she came in to volunteer, and her idea was to give back. She finally got her life back together. We use her sometimes to speak at certain events, and she became a real estate agent. There are so many different types of volunteers that come into our pantry every day, and we're thankful for each and every one of them, because without them, we would not be able to make it work the way we do.
Fantastic.
Truly. Ed, I'm the one full-time employee. We have a host of 29 volunteer drivers who rescue food from 7 grocery stores 7 days a week.
Yeah, that was my next question. How do we get the food? Yeah. So you have drivers that go out and pick up
volunteer drivers. Wow. I would sometimes volunteer. The board members actively pick up food. Everyone's completely involved. And yes, we go to, we're an agent of Second Harvest Food Bank, and we send out drivers every day, Monday through Saturday. And they do pickups for us. And they bring the food back, and we have people waiting and receiving
more
to weigh
volunteers.
The food. All volunteers to weigh it, to lift it. People will come, and you know, people who just want to give back. So right. We're very lucky.
Yeah, right. It's a pretty special place.
So April 24th in the Pantry Palooza. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about this because it's going to be great entertainment as well.
Right.
And the
right.
Laguna Board of Realtors helping out big time.
They do a
right?
great job.
Yeah, they do.
Phenomenal job.
Good people.
Phenomenal job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can, if I'm a citizen just driving to work, right, how can I help? How can I directly help you that makes the most
go
impact?
Go to our website.
Go to our website. Okay. You could follow us on Instagram. You can go to our website. You can follow us on Facebook. Just come by, stop in. We're on Laguna Canyon Road. The best way to help us, obviously, cash is king. So any
right.
donations always help. We take anything. But food donations, we have the top five. We have top five products that we try to ask people to bring in. So it's usually bread. It's not bread. It's cereal, pasta sauce, peanut butter. We're always in need of lots of peanut butter. Protein
okay.
to help a family. And they're expensive. So we really appreciate when we do get peanut butter from people. Rice, beans.
And tuna fish.
Okay.
Tuna
I could see that. That makes perfect sense. Now, fresh foods, we stay away from the fresher stuff.
We have a beautiful array of fresh produce, vegetables in the pantry. Yesterday, we had dragon fruit.
Ooh.
How fun is that?
That is fun.
We had cactus paddles. I mean, just unique, wonderful right. things, as well as, you know, tomatoes and cucumbers and celery and lettuce right. and kale and peppers and, I mean, you name it. But it's like a little mom-and-pop grocery store. Beautiful little setting, warm environment. You know, it's welcoming. I had a gentleman call this week who said, you know, I live in Dana Point, and I need food. How do I qualify? What do I do? I never thought I'd be in this situation. And I said, oh my gosh, that's exactly why we're here. Just come on in. You know, we can't wait to have you welcomed into our little pantry and go home with food.
And there's no hoops to jump through.
It's an easy process. Soraya's a greeter on Tuesdays, checking in our shoppers.
What a fine greeter you'd be. I can imagine what a fine greeter you'd be. Really.
We all try. The great thing about the pantry, too, on a side note, is also just to express that we really are nutritious based, and I will say I've gone into other pantries. We've had comments from other people that also donate to us. We really don't just throw cookies and boxed food at you.
Right.
For the majority of the things that you see are things that families really need, and fresh produce is probably our number one commodity, and we do an amazing job between that, meat and dairy, to really help families get what they need in terms of nutrition. So we're not just throwing other packaged goods at
Absolutely.
You. So you know you're coming and you're getting a good product.
Now, kind of a left turn question here. I know that right now, at this point in it, that it wouldn't shock you, but when you first were involved, when you first got right. involved, were you shocked at the type of families that you would see? Does that shock you a little bit? That could be my neighbor. Wow,
it is your neighbor.
Right.
It is. It's
without
your neighbor.
A doubt. I mean, friends who have gone through divorce, medical conditions,
it's everyone.
Death in the family, loss of a job. Have turned to us.
It's elderly patients.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. People who have second mortgages in Laguna Beach and they don't want to sell, or they can't sell for whatever reason, whatever financial constraints that they have, right. and they come and use the pantry. There are people that I know of for a fact, because I try to help a few of them, right. That are staying at local motels in town with their children and renting rooms out, and they don't have a job, they lost it, and this is how they're living. So
right.
it's not just about the homeless. This right. is a hunger situation, and we appreciate all help, and we constantly try to clarify to the community and the people politically that what we're trying to do is for the greater good. It's not just for one specific population.
Right. It's families.
It is families,
and you're right. It is our neighbors. I have a neighbor who lives across the street. She uses the Sally's Fund van.
Right.
And every once in a while needs to be taken with the Sally's Fund van there and
right.
picking up food.
She's first Wednesday of the month.
A little Sally's short. Fund. Right. A little
yeah.
short every once in a while.
Yeah.
So once again, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Ann Bellier and Soraya Khan. Boom, scored.
You nailed it.
Yeah, and they are with the Laguna Beach Pantry, and the Taste for Charity is happening April 24th. Pantry Palooza, excuse me, Taste for Charity, April 24th. Give us the way to get in touch with you one more time, please.
LagunaFoodPantry.org.
On Instagram, it's at Laguna Food Pantry. And on Facebook, you can just look at Laguna Food Pantry. And that's it. Or just stop by, come by the canyon. And also, if you're interested in terms of volunteering, contact us. And also donations. We are more than happy to give you a tour. And any special groups or organizations or corporate groups that are interested in helping us on the weekends with sorting food, making it a corporate project or a corporate event, we would entertain that idea. And we do it constantly with all different organizations.
Now, if someone has a bunch of canned foods at their house or they have a bunch of food, will you go pick it up?
We stress that you can bring, because we are volunteer-based and our volunteers really need to go utilize their time in picking up food from the markets that we work with. But we do, we are open Monday through Saturday between 8 and 10:30. They can drop off food whenever they want. We do ask if you can check the dates and the expiration dates on it. It does make life easier for us in terms of sorting, but if they can do that, but we appreciate anything and everything that you give.
Thank you. And we appreciate you. You do magnificent work here in the community and really, really thank you. Thank you on behalf of the team.
We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Anything else before we go? We good?
Buy a ticket.
Yeah. So it's April 24th. It is the Taste for Charity Pantry Palooza.
Come drink, come dance, and have a great time.
Oh, that's it.
And we'll be there.
She is a great greeter.
Isn't she?
Thanks, ladies.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.